listening to Broad Topics. Diverse women, big topics.
Welcome back to Broad Topics. I'm Laura Nickerson. In just a minute here, we're going to have the Hair Queens, and they're going to talk about the L word.
Oh, gosh.
Why?
My head itches right now just thinking.
Everyone's head will itch having this conversation, and I'm sure these lovely ladies have heard that before. But you know what, though? I had my first experience with lice here last over Christmas, and I did not handle it well.
Did everybody in your house get it?
No, just my kids. Thank goodness I didn't get it, which okay. I thought was like some kind of divine intervention.
Yeah.
And I honestly went to a place that I didn't even know existed anymore. I went to full-on panic, freak out, hysterical, crying and drinking my way through the weekend.
Oh, my word.
I was
word.
Like this. He's got lice, honey. He's got lice. And I like completely freaked out. So right now I'm going to be joined by Karen Van Wy and Linda Clark, and they're going to give us all the answers. They're here from the Hair Queens, which is a lice and nit removal company. So welcome to the show. Thanks for being here, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So you are the people that I called.
Yes.
When I dealt with the lice that made me completely freak out. Now, this is a normal school age kid thing. Every parent that I talked to after that and during that said, oh, my kids had that. I had that. But no one had said it beforehand.
Right.
And then it passed around my school, and all the parents said the dumbest things. They were just dumb about it. They said, oh, well, just everybody should just treat themselves with Rit and we'll be finished with them. So just let's get to the nitty-gritty about lice, and tell everybody kind of how kids actually get it and then what we can start to do to get rid of it.
Go ahead. Mainly the kids in like second grade through, I want to say, sixth or seventh is pretty common, because the older ones get it from the siblings that are younger.
Yeah.
And the younger ones, they put their heads together all the time. I mean, yeah. That's just what they do. And so it's just what happens. And so the little ones, half the time, the kids don't even know that they have it. You know, the parents don't know that they have it. And
right.
So it becomes a whole mess.
It becomes a mess. And lice don't fly. They don't jump. They have to literally crawl from hair shaft to hair shaft, correct?
Yes.
They have to have head-to-head contact. Or they actually can live off the head for 2 to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
They can live in movie theaters.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But they can. They can live in any kind of fibrous material for 2 to 3 days. So that's kind of, it can be caused that way. A lot of hats, helmets, hairbrushes, big thing. Little girls love to brush each other's hair with their own.
Yeah.
Don't share brushes.
Yes.
Sleepovers. Lesson learned.
You know, being really close in the sleeping bags. We tell them to alternate, you know, head to feet positions.
Gotcha.
So that they're not close together. So it's kind of a crazy thing.
It is a crazy thing. And I cannot tell you, you're Karen.
I'm Linda.
You're Linda. Yes. You're Karen. It was Karen that I talked to.
It was Linda.
When I talked to him. Oh, my gosh. See, that's how, like, drunk and hysterical I was. I literally, like, panicked my way through, and I got your number from a friend, and you literally, like, saved me.
You made my day. You were hilarious. That's what we deal with that. That's the reason why we started this company, because Karen's had it. You know, our family has had it, and there was no outlet.
There was nowhere to go.
And nobody talks about it. It's like an STD, you know?
That's the thing. Nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
And then when I had it, I'd call places. I went to the salon. And they kind of weren't very warm and fuzzy.
Sure, yeah.
And so I kind of felt like, what's going on? Somebody help me. And I'm like, well, what is it? Tell me what it is. What are you putting in my hair?
Yeah.
And then she saw what I went through, and she's dealt with it long before I did, and saw that I was just as crazy.
Right. So we started this company because there's no company out there that actually educates the parents. They talk about it, how to get rid of it, how to comb, because really, in order to get rid of it, it's just really a combing process. And so that's kind of why we started this business, because we really wanted to teach parents, because there is nothing like that out there. And it's frustrating when you have no idea what you're dealing with or how to do it.
The
stigma, which is silly because everyone has it. And really, when I got some perspective and sobered up.
A month later.
Yeah. Last week.
Yeah.
I realized that it's a big deal in the fact that it's a pain in the butt, but it's not a big deal. Like, no one's going to die from lice. It's not going to infest your home, so you have to move. I mean, it's really kind of a manageable, just an annoying thing. But we we don't, we freak out. We don't comprehend it. And so that's why I was so grateful to talk to you, Linda, because I said, my son's birthday party is tomorrow. And he's, and I found out. And so, and she's like, it's okay. Okay. So put on a hat and everything, calm down. I was like, okay, I've got a thing. So tell everybody a little bit about how do you actually treat the lice effectively? Some people say mayonnaise and olive oil and all these crazy things. How do you treat the lice?
Us personally?
Yeah.
We use a lice removal oil. It kills the lice. And basically it's...
helps the eggs slide out of the hair shaft really easily.
And then the lice die. So you have to put the lice oil in like it's a hair product, like coloring your hair. And then you comb through the hair in all different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
the ticket. Mm-hmm. It's the combing process.
And you can't just use the combs that they give you in the RID box or anything like that. There, you have to use a very, very tight comb.
We brought some.
Comb. You did?
Yes.
I've seen your comb because I bought your comb.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's
because of the weekend. Yes. That weekend. But so you have to use a very specific kind of comb. And a lot of people, they just buy things that they find at the drugstores. But those really aren't that effective. You really need to find something with super tight coils, correct?
Yes.
So did you create this comb yourself?
No. But isn't our label beautiful?
Your label is gorgeous. It really is. So so then what happens, though, that people don't understand is that when you're combing out, you still need to go back again and again and again. You can't just treat it once or put RID on your kid's head and then think it's done, correct?
Right. Really, the process is combing, getting the eggs out. Because what ends up happening is you can get the bugs out, but if you miss just one egg, that egg will hatch and the whole process starts all over again. So a lot of parents don't know it's the way that you comb. You just don't comb back. You have to comb back and front, left to right, and in sections, about 1-inch sections all the way around your head in order to be able to make sure that you pull them all out. Another thing we also do is we have paper towels. So you wipe the comb on the paper towel so you can absolutely see everything that is there, whether you have it or whether you not, to check or anything. Are you itching yet?
I've been itching since we started talking about this.
Yes.
So about a week.
Yes. So you get the phantom itching, everybody.
Yes, the other part of it is understanding the cycle of the lice. So when we go to people's homes or when we get phone calls, we explain what the cycle is. Because if you know that you can treat your son or daughter, you have to do it. You have to beat the cycle of that egg hatching again.
Yeah.
So you need to comb again in up to 5 days. Like 3 to 5 days is what we recommend because the egg can hatch in 6 to 7.
Right.
So you just have to be ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because we find about 80% of moms end up having it. You were lucky enough
but
about 80% of moms have it, and they say, I color my hair, and went to the hairdresser last week. there's no way that I can get it, or I'm not itching. About 40% of our clients don't even itch.
Right.
So there's no sign until bugs are kind of crawling out of their head. And you know what I mean?
I know. Or falling off on brushes.
Right.
Into their fingernails.
Because you can actually see them, right? They're like kind of a grayish color, brownish color.
We have samples.
Well, you have to tell because, it's the radio. But
they're like sesame seed size.
Yeah, size of a sesame seed. They're black.
Brownish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have little legs.
The darker, the older they are.
Right. Because that's what I saw was I actually saw a lighter colored one, but I saw it running through my kid's hair.
Oh, yeah.
I just happened to ruffle his hair at the right moment. And in the middle of a store, and then I was like this, we need to go right now. Don't touch anything. My kids, still to this day, my mom, my son, every time I ruffle his hair, he's like, Mom, I don't have lice. Would you please stop looking? I swear, I still check them all the time.
Good kid. You've got a comb.
I do have the comb.
So every home should have a comb.
And I'm not afraid to use it. And I'm lucky because I have boys.
Not afraid to use it.
And boys, at least, they have the short, our kids have short hair. So at least, and they're blonde. So it was like easier to kind of get through it versus having, girls or a lot of hair. You have a ton of hair.
Yeah.
So that must have been really rough when you had lice on your own. Oh, it's just horrible.
I knew I could brush out my daughter, but I was afraid that I would miss something on mine and start the process all over.
Right.
So which is why we went to a salon. Before we started.
You offer that to other families, correct? So if somebody gets lice and says, I can't deal with this, yes. then you can actually come and de-louse their kids, right?
We come to their home and we teach the mom how to do it so the mom can recomb in, you know, 3 to 5 days, or a parent or somebody, whoever is in, you know, responsible. We teach them so that they understand, because we can try to teach, you know, we talk to them on the phone, try to, you know, tell them the process, but it really is something that's a lot easier to see.
Visual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great service to have, because you get to that point, especially if your life is overwhelming or if you're like me, completely hysterical, where you just go, somebody else just fix it for me, you know. But you still have to wash all your things, and you have to vacuum, and
we give them a checklist.
Yeah,
it is
key,
the ticket, because you can't read when we go to people's homes. I give them the checklist. I give them the list of ingredients.
And they're usually so stressed they don't listen to anything.
I know you're not reading it now, but later read it.
And read it again.
3 to 5 days. And it has directions on everything, that just to help keep them focused.
Yeah, because parents are really getting nuts about it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when this was passing around my classroom, my son's classroom, I heard the craziest stuff. People were saying, oh, well, I just put a lot of olive oil on my kid's head. Or mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really necessarily work, right?
No.
Mm-mm. It can suffocate them, or some of them, possibly. But you need to comb out the eggs. So what about the eggs? The eggs are going to hatch.
I think that's the problem, is people don't understand that the eggs
understanding the cycle.
Yeah, they don't understand that even if you put on something like Ryd or, you know, whatever it is, those don't kill the eggs. Mm-hmm. The eggs will hatch, and then you'll start all over again. So you have to comb it out, and you can't comb it out with a bad comb.
No. Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Those plastic combs and...
That's kind of our motto. Every home should have a comb. We're hoping to target, you know, even preschool, so that the families understand it before they go into elementary school and don't really understand it. And then all of a sudden they're infested and the entire family has it. We've seen that several.
Oh, I'm sure.
Several times.
We would love to address preschools.
Yeah.
Because then by the time they're in elementary school, it would be such a great way to eliminate the unknown.
Yeah.
Because there are parents that have never had it.
Well, that's why I wanted to have you guys on the show, because I want parents, we have so many parents and moms that listen to this show, and they don't want to know. Nobody wants to do it. Please, none of us want to deal with it. But it happens, probably 75% of kids get lice at some point in their life.
There's actually 12 million cases reported in the United States. So you can imagine those that aren't reported. And the funniest thing is that it's the second most common thing to a cold.
Yeah.
So, but you would, you know, a normal mom would tell their friend, oh, hey, I'm sorry, but, you know, we got strep throat 2 days ago. But nobody ever says, we got head lice 2 days ago, because they're afraid. It's just a social stigma. It doesn't make you dirty. It makes you unlucky, is all.
Yeah.
It's the luck of the draw. And unfortunately... one of those things.
I had to do that with my son's birthday party, because it was his brother's birthday party, and I had to call everybody up, and I swear it was like calling all the people you slept with in your life and being like, I have chlamydia.
Okay.
You know? I was like, okay, my son's got lice, but it's been treated, but I just wanted you to know if you still don't want to come. And I was thinking, please don't ruin my birthday. Please don't ruin my kid's birthday. It's not even him. It's his brother, you know?
Yeah.
But, and luckily people were surprisingly cool about it, or they didn't know. They were like, oh, I don't really know what that means.
Right.
Sure, I'll come. And we were like, okay. And then every time someone would walk by my son, I'd be like, don't touch him. Stop playing together.
Oh my gosh.
It's the head-to-head contact. I mean, really, that's what happens. For long periods of time. You have to have it right at that specific point to hug, in order for it to go through.
Or the older age groups with the computer games.
Oh, yeah, when they lean their heads together. Yeah. Or, like, sharing hats, or kids share things at school.
Smart.
I told my son after that, I said, I want you to put your hoodie in your backpack, not to put it on the rack with everybody else's at school. Because that was passing around a lot, I think, because of that reason, you know. So, anyway, it's such great information to have. And ladies, you are, like, part lice removal system, part therapy.
It is.
Yes. We love it, though. It's such a reward. Believe it or not, it's such a rewarding job. We meet such great families, and we really love what we do. We're so passionate, and we just want to educate families, and we want to eliminate the problems, because we're moms, and it's in every community, and unfortunately, it's just one of those things that people don't talk about, and we're just trying to make a difference. at the end of the day, you know?
Well, I for one was very grateful to have you, and I'm glad to have you on the show so that a lot of other parents go out there and they get the information. So if you find lice on your kids, you have to do the combing, you have to call the hair queens because they're going to help
Absolutely.
You out. You have to do the combing again and again. You can't just do it once.
Right. 3 to 5 days.
Every 3 to 5 days for mm-hmm. what, 2 weeks? Or do you just...
Till you find nothing. Until you wipe nothing on the paper towel.
Gotcha.
And we also just sell the products. So it's not just about the service. It's about the products also. Because really, at the end of the day, if you have one of those combs, that's all that you need. You can use conditioner and the comb and...
Olive oil.
Yeah.
Yes. You can use anything to, as long as you can...
Comb
this. I have to give the testimonial, and I'm sorry, and then I definitely have to let you go, but I have to give you the testimonial. This is how great that you were when I was panicking and drunk. Because I would comb, like, my husband and myself repeatedly, and my kids repeatedly, and then she said, well, I can't get there, and I got the comb, but I couldn't get the stuff, so I just used conditioner. And then I called again. I was like, but the conditioner is white and my kid's hair is white and I'm not really sure what that means. And I was like picking all their dandruff out. I was like, oh my God. And you're like, okay, now let's talk. And you were so calm and nice about it. And I have to tell you that if you're dealing with this at home with kids, you should definitely look them up and educate yourself. Really know what you're dealing with. It will help ease your hysteria. It will help you get through it. So how do people find you if they want to get your services or more information?
We have a website, www.hairqueens.com.
Hairqueens.com.
We have a Facebook page.
Facebook, excellent, a great place to connect.
Hair Queens.
Hair Queens.
Two words. Mm-hmm.
Hair Queens, and what a great name.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much to you. We have Karen Van Wy and Linda Clark from the Hair Queens. Everybody else, we're going to take a quick break, listen to a little bit of music, and when we come back, we're going to have our panel on the art of negotiation with a talent agent, a real estate agent, and a car saleswoman.